5 years ago, 2019, 3 Mile 108 elementary school students brought home prizes for what was described as their unique science projects. At the Caribou Mainline Regional Science Fair, which had taken place at Thompson Rivers University from April 10 to 12. Science projects were submitted for judging and prizes such as medals and money. Ahmed Omer and Colin Birtwistle, who were from grade 6 and 7 respectively, tested the effect of smoking cigarettes compared to e-vapors. Meanwhile, Caitlin Piccolo, who was from grade 7, tested the effect of music on plant growth. 10 years ago, 2014, Tiana Dykstra, then a local of 100 Mile House, was going to be headed to Sao Paulo in Brazil to compete for the FILA Cadet Pan American Wrestling Championships. She had earned her trip to Brazil by defeating 2014 national champion Brianna Raymond, as well as defeating Alberta-born Jennifer Dang in the round-robin tournament. She finished with silver at the wrestling tournament in Guelph, Ontario after Raymond defeated her for the gold, but Dykstra said she was happy with having the medal. Read more, 100 Mile and District Historical Society to start restoration of 108 heritage site. 25 years ago, 1999, a Kamloops resident was caught overfishing in Sulphurose Lake. Vernon Andraiku was caught with 23 kokanee, which exceeded the limit of 10 fish. This happened thanks to a public tip where a member of the public told conservation officers that Andraiku had bragged to local anglers that he took more fish than he was allowed. 100 Mile and Clearwater conservation officers then kept an eye out for Andraiku on the lake. After 3 days of surveillance, he was stopped. Andraiku pleaded guilty to the overfishing and was fined $1,000. 50 years ago, 1974, the Caribou Regional District Board discussed the library question raised the previous month with a new proposal. The board had vetoed a referendum on the library. Jim Fraser, who was then the mayor of Quesnel, intended to make a motion for the matter to be reconsidered. Then Williams Lake Fringe Area Director Martin Rideman stated that there was no point in voting again. Alex Fraser, the then MLA for Caribou, expressed dissatisfaction with the CRD board, while Rideman and then Quesnel Area Fringe Director May Higdon both being characterized as unhappy with him.